Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Pacific Circuit by Alexis Madrigal is a work of narrative nonfiction, urban history, and political economy centered on Oakland, California. Its purpose is not simply to tell the story of one city, but to use Oakland as a way to examine how global trade, racial segregation, technological change, real estate capital, environmental burden, and local politics become entangled in modern urban life. Madrigal presents Oakland as a place where the forces usually discussed separately. Silicon Valley expansion, Pacific Rim commerce, container shipping, venture finance, housing pressure, labor conflict, and neighborhood activism can be seen operating in the same physical landscape. The book is grounded in journalism, archival research, and social history, with attention to residents, workers, organizers, officials, developers, and business interests. Its central contribution is a framework for understanding how global systems are experienced locally, especially by communities that receive the costs of economic growth more directly than its rewards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Oakland as a working model of the modern global city. The book treats Oakland as more than a local subject or a backdrop for Bay Area history. Madrigal uses the city as a working model for how global capitalism becomes visible in streets, ports, neighborhoods, zoning decisions, and public institutions. Oakland matters in this argument because it sits at the intersection of trans-Pacific shipping, regional technology wealth, racialized land use, and long-standing struggles over public power. Rather than presenting globalization as an abstract process occurring in boardrooms or trade agreements alone, the book follows how it reshapes particular places. This approach gives the reader a more concrete understanding of economic systems. Goods arrive through ports, trucks move through neighborhoods, investors reshape property markets, and city officials mediate competing claims. The result is a portrait of a city whose local conflicts reveal the structure of the broader world economy. Oakland becomes legible as both an affected community and an active node in systems of commerce, finance, and technology. Secondly, the Pacific Circuit as a framework linking trade, land, labor, and race. Madrigal's organizing idea is the Pacific Circuit, a term used to connect the trade routes, financial incentives, industrial networks, and political decisions that link Oakland to the wider Pacific Rim. The concept is useful because it avoids treating global trade as merely the movement of products from one country to another. Instead, it asks what kinds of infrastructure, labor arrangements, land uses, and social inequalities are required for that movement to function. Oakland's port, warehouses, transportation corridors, and surrounding neighborhoods become part of a single system, rather than separate urban features. This framework also shows why trade policy and racial justice cannot be cleanly separated. And decisions about where trucks travel, where industrial uses concentrate, and which communities bear pollution or displacement pressures are not incidental side effects. They are part of the operating logic of a system designed to move goods efficiently, while often externalizing costs onto politically vulnerable communities. The Pacific Circuit, therefore, names both an economic network and a pattern of unequal exposure. Thirdly, technological innovation viewed through its local costs. A distinctive feature of the Pacific Circuit is its refusal to treat technology as a self-contained story of invention, growth, and disruption. Madrigal places Silicon Valley and the digital economy within a broader geography that includes Oakland's housing markets, labor patterns, infrastructure, and communities. The book suggests that technological innovation depends on material systems that are often hidden from the celebratory language of startups and venture capital. Software companies, logistics platforms, global supply chains, and consumer demand all rely on ports, warehouses, transportation networks, energy use, and land. By connecting the digital future to Oakland's physical and social landscape, Madrigal makes the costs of innovation more visible. These costs include rising property pressures, uneven investment, environmental strain, and the concentration of wealth outside the neighborhoods most affected by regional transformation. The book does not argue that technology alone explains Oakland's struggles. Rather, it shows how technology, finance, and global commerce reinforce one another, producing growth that is powerful but unevenly distributed. Fourthly, systemic segregation and environmental burden in West Oakland. The book gives sustained attention to the legacies of segregation and environmental injustice, especially in relation to West Oakland and communities shaped by industrial infrastructure. Madrigal treats segregation not as a past condition that simply faded, but as a durable pattern embedded in housing, transportation, public policy, and economic development. This matters because the effects of global trade are not distributed randomly across a city. Neighborhoods historically exposed to disinvestment, infrastructure intrusion, and racial exclusion often become the places where the burdens of the contemporary economy accumulate. port activity, trucking, warehousing, highways, and industrial land uses can bring regional economic value while imposing health and quality of life costs on nearby residents. The book's analysis links these burdens to historical decision-making rather than framing them as unfortunate accidents. This perspective is important because it shifts attention from individual hardship to structural allocation. Environmental justice becomes inseparable from urban history, showing how communities can be asked to subsidize global convenience through local exposure to pollution and disruption. Lastly, narrative structure that moves between individual lives and large systems. The Pacific Circuit is built around a narrative method that moves between close social history and large-scale economic analysis. This structure is central to the book's argument. Madrigal is interested in systems, but he does not describe them only through theory or policy language. He connects them to lived experience, including workers, organizers, residents, officials, developers, and business actors who encounter the city from different positions. The frequent shifts between personal stories and macroeconomic forces can make the book demanding. But they also model its main claim: the local and the global cannot be understood separately. A neighborhood conflict may reflect international shipping patterns. A real estate decision may be tied to regional technology wealth. A pollution struggle may reveal how consumer economies operate. This method gives the book analytical range without reducing people to examples. It also challenges readers to see ordinary urban landscapes as layered records of capital flows, political choices, racial hierarchy, and collective resistance. In conclusion, The Pacific Circuit is best suited for readers interested in cities, globalization, racial inequality, technology, environmental justice, and the political economy of everyday life. Urban planners, journalists, policy students, historians, Bay Area readers, and general nonfiction readers who want a grounded account of how large systems shape local communities will find it especially useful. Its practical benefit is that it trains readers to connect issues that are often treated separately: port logistics, venture capital, housing pressure, segregation, pollution, labor, and city politics. Its intellectual benefit is a more integrated way of reading the modern city, one in which infrastructure and finance are as important as culture and identity. What makes the book stand out from similar works is its scale-shifting method. Many books about globalization remain abstract, while many books about cities remain local in scope. Madrigal attempts to do both at once, using Oakland not as a case study detached from the world, but as a place where the world economy becomes visible. The result is a demanding but distinctive contribution to contemporary urban nonfiction, notable for linking technological modernity to the material and social conditions that make it possible. If you would like to support Alexis Madrigal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.